So, today we've seen some phenomenal stuff. Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, the new land coming to Walt Disney World and Disneyland Resort in California, has been released. And Disney have apparently had some insiders there. So about a week ago, they grabbed a bunch of journalists and some websites in the Disney fan site community, and they've taken them to Disneyland and they've had a quick walk around the construction site of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge. They've went into the Black Spire outpost and they've had a look around. And they have got to see kind of what's coming. So it's a really interesting time because the first details have obviously been released. The embargo was lifted today and Disney themselves have released details. And we've got details of eating establishments. We've got details of some of the food that they're going to be serving, the costumes they're going to be wearing. And we've got details of inside some of the rides. So this is... I'd always say it's going to be spoiler free, because who decides what's spoiler free and what's not spoiler free, but I promise I'm not releasing anything. I don't know anything off the story off the ride, so anything would be speculation. I've not bothered to read what you're going to go through on the ride, because I don't think that I want to do that without riding the ride, and certainly do I ruin it for anybody else. However, we will talk about the land, and we will talk about some of the shops, and we'll talk about some of what's coming. So the three main segments are, obviously, there's two attractions. So there's Smuggler's Run and there's the Rise of the Resistance. They are incredibly detailed attractions. I originally thought everybody would be really excited for the Millennium Falcon, but, you know, it turns out that Rise of the Resistance may actually be the better ride, being the longest ride Disney's ever made and has an animatronic on it that is the most advanced they've ever made. So they've made some pretty advanced animatronics, but this is the most advanced, and it has, you know, hundreds of different functions, and it can move in 1,000 different ways and blah blah blah. It's techno babble, and it's something that other people will be very interested in. However, the thing I'm interested in is that the fact that it's going to be spectacular to see and hold and to know about. So the information that's come forward tells us what we already knew. It's ginormous. This is the largest single land that Disney have ever released. And it's spectacularly breathtaking, but the piece of information we're going to focus on today is not that they have released it and have these two spectacular attractions, and they're going to have all these restaurants, and they're going to have a market stall like set up, so you're going to have like your restaurants, which are all counter service and all quick service rather than table service or buffets, and the fact that they've got an awful lot of merchandise, that just remains to be, that's just something Disney, of course we're going to do that. Nobody is surprised by these things, and they're going to make some fantastic attractions. Again, nobody is surprised by this. However, this is where it gets interesting. The Disney company and Iger have kind of stated that this is how they intend to build going forward. So Pandora was a first step in that direction, wonderfully immersive, fantastic attractions, world building, IP using, tied into their films, tied into their merchandise, tied into their experiences, tied into their parks, tied into everything, and that is what we can expect going forward. So Disney is now a company that is exercising its synergy, in business speak. It is making sure that its IPs are in firm order. Now, a lot of people get really upset because they're like, oh, we don't want any more attractions based on IPs because they're all rubbish. Well, I'm afraid Disney have an obligation, and that's to make the parks better based on their metric of better is more people come and spend more money. I mean, that is how Disney look at it. They want more people going and want to spend more money. That is success. That is the business success of Disney. They do it through a story lens, so everything that Disney do is through the lens of their story, and their story is all important, and the story is the show, and the show is important, and I get that. That is why they differentiate. That's why people want to go to Disney rather than Alton Towers. That's why people go to Disneyland Paris and don't just stop at one of the other European theme parks. That's why, you know, the other theme parks in Europe don't do as well as Disneyland Paris. It's why in Orlando, that until Universal fully embraced that story and theme was important, they always struggled behind Disney and still do. But, you know, Potter was widely regarded as one of their best, and certainly everything they've built since then has been fantastic as well. So, and they're going back and they're retheming Jurassic Park just now to even more Jurassic Park world and tying in their IP, exercising the synergy. So they're getting it. Everybody else is starting to catch on. So Disney has to be ahead. And Star Wars is probably the first time we're going to see them exercise this synergy across everything. So this is interesting, because the story of the Black Spire Outpost, the home of Batuu and the sort of Star Wars Galaxy's Edge story is going to be released. So they're releasing it in comic form and in book form, and I think they've got 5 comics and 6 books to support this world. So they're world building on the back of building the land. And then the movies, there was a nod to it in one of the movies. I forget which movie it was in, because to be honest, all the Star Wars movies, I kind of watch them once. I really enjoy them, but they're not rewatchable for me. They're not movies that I'm tied to. I'm a Star Trek fan. But Disney are certainly saying publicly, and in every action that they're making, you can see this already, that Disney are absolutely focused on IP regeneration and building it and bringing it forward and making use of it and making sure that their IP game is at its best. And what we're seeing now is a land that is so immersive that they're now building books based on the land, based on the film. So this you're kind of getting how it's going. They are taking their IPs, they're looking at them and saying, how can we build a better story? How can we build more immersion? How can we do not want people to think they're in a theme park. We want them to be in the world. We want them to be at Batuu. We want them on the planet Batuu. We want them to be at the Black Spire Outpost. We want people to be immersed in this. And then we want to see the film. And then we want them to buy the comic. And then we want them to buy the figurine. And we want them to build a droid. And we want them to buy a, you know, blue milk that they drink in the film and might think's disgusting, they might love it. You know, this is what they're doing. You know, everything has become not loosely entangled in a story, but the story is now everything. The IP is everything. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh my God, we don't want films taking over the parks. That's absolutely dreadful. Well, we can't have that. The truth is, you know, people, I mean, they're not even going to really advertise Galaxy's Edge. It's going to advertise itself. It's that good. You know, the story in the film is already so well attended that actually people are going to knock over things. They've got contingencies upon contingencies. They've got something like 10 contingency plans on how to deal with the crowds if they're at such and such a level. You know, I hate to think what the contingency plans are, but they have contingency plans. That tells you they're taking this absolutely seriously. And the truth is, it's here to stay. And that could be a good thing, because it may mean that some of the already existing park IPs, so you had Pirates of the Caribbean, that was always a park IP before it became a movie. And it went on to be wildly successful as a movie, but never really went much further forward. But it could do. It could do. You never know. We've got Disney Life. It's not called Disney Life, sorry. Disney Plus all around the world, which is Disney Life in the UK. And that format, so, you know, they're going to have TV shows that link into movies, that link into cartoons, that link into the world, that link into the card game, that link into the video game, which links into the drink and the food and the merchandise and the land. And that is the game that is afoot now. And Star Wars is the first time that Disney has really managed to achieve it. They've done well. Cars Land was a good experiment in it. Cars Land tells a great story of Radiator Springs, and it does so in California, and, you know, that Cars Land is spectacular, and it's wired, you know, has huge lines. Merchandise based on it, which is based in the film, which is based in, you know, it's a spin-off cartoon, I'm sure, now as well. You know, there's just so much they can tie in. Star Wars is going to be the same. Avatar, when it comes out, the land is going to guide the movie, which is going to lead more people to come to the land, which is going to lead to more sales, and they're going to want to visit Pandora, and they're going to want to eat there, and they are absolutely taking it by storm now. And I do wonder if Disney has sort of unified this, and they're expanding it. So we're getting like you're getting the Marvel sort of people on the cruises. You're getting the Marvel takeovers of the cruise. They do a Marvel, I can't remember what they call it, Marvel of the Seas or something. They do on it. And then you've got the other side of it, where we're building a Star Wars themed hotel, and we're going to build that at Hollywood Studios in Orlando, which tells us that Disney are again doubling down. They're making sure that you're staying in Batuu, you're staying in the planet, you're part of the Star Wars universe, because this is something that's spectacular. And a lot of people will be like, at this point, Graham, you're now ranting on one of your longest podcasts ever. What has this got to do with Paris? Well, here's what it has to do with Paris. A year on from when we heard about Walt Disney Studios, and we heard there's going to be a massive expansion. It's going to be the largest expansion that there's ever been in Walt Disney in Paris, and it's going to be fantastic, and it's going to rebuild the place. Here's what we have learned a year on. That construction has started a little bit. So they've started flattening some trees, and they've started reorganising some of the deck chairs, and they've started working out how you can still win the tram tour while the whole thing's going on. But what it tells us is we are getting part of this Star Wars land, and Disney is not doing it in half measures. They are absolutely not looking and going, oh, let's do Disneyland Paris and do it on the cheap. That's definitely not happening here. They are absolutely gunning it. They are going, we want this wildly immersive land that links into the shows, that links into the TV, that links into the food that we serve. And it's fantastic. And then they're going to do the same with Frozen. And they have a Frozen land. And Marvel is going to be our first taste of it. So we already see that Walt Disney Studios is going to go from a park that kind of had some lesser known IPs and focused on the Aerosmiths and the you know, the Armageddons of the world, suddenly it could have some of the top IPs. It could go from being a sort of slightly lamer IP park into possibly being one of the highest IP parks and one of the most enthralling parks that there actually are. And, you know, the Art of Marvel takeover of the Hotel New York is fantastic because it tells us that the plan that is going on in Orlando and is going on in Disneyland is actually now happening in Paris. So we're seeing the hotel that links to the IP of the land that you're going to be in, that links into the food that they're selling. I know we all made some fun of the Wookiee cookies and the Yoda cakes and things like that, but the truth is they are moving in that direction. They are moving to make it fully immersive. The show, the stay, the transport, it's all linking in quite well, and for Disneyland Paris it can only mean success. It really can only mean success, especially if you think about those IPs that they're putting into that land. So Marvel coming soon, and then we're going to have Star Wars, and we're going to have Frozen, and they might not come in that order, but I think it probably will be. I genuinely do think we're probably going to get Marvel, then we're going to get Star Wars, then we're going to end up with Frozen. And the spectacular nature of which Disney are blistering ahead and using some of the most loved IPs on the planet to pull people in, to spend more money, to make better stays and make a more immersive environment, just gets me really, really excited. It is a really exciting time to be a Disney Parks fan, or a Disney fan in general, because they're exercising across the whole company now, from Disney Plus and Disney Life, to their movies, to their parks, to their merchandise, and it's all linking in so well. And it's a ridiculously exciting time, and I think this has given us a view on where Disney is going and how we can see the future of the parks that we're going to love. And don't get me wrong, that probably means higher prices, and it probably means that it's going to be a different experience again, and I get that there's going to be a lot of people are quite upset when price rises come in and stuff, but the thing is, we want a better product, you want to see a better product, maybe you don't go as often, I get that, for the common fans, the people who are there all the time, I get that, but I think that given that we are going to get the same IPs and the same lands that are being used as sort of flagpoles and flagship attraction builds across the world, is fantastic. And I think it can only be a fantastic thing for Disneyland Paris. And the news that we've got today that this land really is, for the first amount of critics that have went and seen it, has blown them away, and they genuinely are impressed and they're like bursting to tell people more and bursting to ride the attractions, just tells us that it's, you know, a fantastic time, and the future is going to be very, very bright. So there's been a lot of doom and gloom, and a lot of people are like, oh, you know, unless we get a new roller coaster, you know, we're doomed. And, you know, unless they sort out that table, unless I can get my food a bit quicker at lunch, they're doomed. And don't get me wrong, Disney does have a quick service problem in Disneyland Paris. It does occasionally have food problems when it's really, really busy, but that's a capacity problem that if they build an R10 restaurant, it's about to handle. If they can move a bit quicker, bring in technology, use an app, you know, once that technology filters through, it'll go a lot quicker. The truth is, the exciting stuff is coming, and the numbers of people going to those parks is going to go up, but so is the quality of the land, and so is the quality of the attraction, because Disney, I've had a look, they know, and they said in their earnings statement, you know, the parks may cost us a lot, but they are a consistent performer, a consistent earner, they are consistently the backbone of our company, and they support our studios. So Disney's in a strong place, they're building some really cool stuff. And it's an exciting, exciting time. And over the next 5, maybe 10 years, we're going to get, I genuinely think we're going to be at the absolute golden age, the peak, the best part of Disney's expansion. We're going to see some fantastic themed lands and probably reset the expectation and knock it further up on what can be expected from a theme park. And certainly Disney is going to dominate that. And that's generally my thoughts on what we've seen today. Over the last 24 hours from the announcement of Galaxy's Edge and some of the details there, and how I kind of see the Disney parks, especially Paris, taking on from this. So I have been Graham, you've been absolutely fantastic, and I'd love you if you could leave an iTunes review or drop me some comments on Twitter at DLRP Roundup and let me know what you're thinking. Again, iTunes reviews, especially if they're 5-star, fantastic. I have been Graham, that's been a roundup, goodbye.